The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost effective, Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed, and Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, January 5th. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. Take a look at your list of goals for 2024. Spending less is probably near the top. But for many people, setting that goal is a lot easier than carrying it out. What's in the way? Our brain.
Fighting against any bad habits that we may have formed regarding money is going to require some brain training and guardrails to set up.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal reporter Oyin Adedoyin about ways to trick our brain to help us spend more wisely. That's after the break.
The Claude 3 model family from Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. With models at every point on the price-performance curve, you no longer have to make trade-offs between intelligence, speed, and cost. Claude 3 Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Haiku is the fastest and lowest-cost model on the market, perfectly designed for high-volume, high-speed use cases. Join the thousands of enterprises who trust Anthropic to keep them at the frontier. Visit anthropic.com/Claude today.
To be smarter with money, we may have to trick our brains. Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Oyin Adedoyin joins me. So Oyin, shouldn't our brain know right from wrong?
You'd think, right? It's actually harder than it sounds when it comes to money. Our brains are not wired to make the best decisions financially. In fact, a professor from the University of Penn's Business School says people shouldn't look at their financial problems as a personal shortcoming. It's like asking one individual to stand up against a host of organizations whose sole mission is to get us to part with our money as quickly as possible.
But handling money becomes a habit. And doesn't it require someone to have the right attitude about money?
Yes, exactly. Fighting against any bad habits that we may have formed regarding money is going to require some brain training and guardrails to set up.
Most of us get a constant stream of bills each month. So how can we trick our brain to handle that better?
One researcher recommends seeing if you can reschedule the timing of your recurring bills. So that's like your phone bill, your electricity bill. See if you can call up the company that gives those bills out and get them to come out on the same exact day, ideally after a paycheck hits your account. That way you know when things are going to be leaving your account so that you can better manage when you can spend. It makes spending money and losing money more predictable. That way you can rework your spending around when you're going to be seeing those bills come out of your account so you don't end up maybe overcharging your credit card or incurring some kind of fee on your debit card.
We live in a digital era where it is so easy to spend money on just pretty much anything with a couple of clicks. How do you trick your brain to not take that step? I mean, I'm traveling around the internet and I'm shown a necktie or I'm shown a dress shirt or cufflinks. I have to have them.
And it's so easy nowadays to just press a button and it's at your doorstep in the next day or so. We really have to train ourselves to have more friction when it comes to our spending, actually, and in some cases, make it, quote unquote, hurt more. This may look like clearing any saved credit card information off of any websites or apps, because having to re-input your credit card number, expiration date, and security code might actually give you a couple minutes to think, do I need this new tie? Do I need this new hat? Or can I save that for later?
Just those couple of minutes to rethink your thought.
Yeah, that's how it works. It adds more friction and more pain to the spending. And some people might actually decide this isn't worth it.
So there are a lot of steps here, including taking all your information off the apps. But what if people don't have the time to do all this?
People should make the time. Financial therapists and behavioral scientists say that one of the reasons many people don't address their financial goals is because it makes them uncomfortable or they put it off until the last minute. Just like how you would take a sick day if you're not feeling well, you should take something called a financial health day or a money date. That can be anywhere from 15 minutes to a whole day where you just address some of the main money tasks that you have to attend to that week or that month.
Just take a whole day and it's done.
Take a whole day, make a to-do list, make it fun, get, you know, your favorite snacks, your favorite drinks, and put on some music, and just address these tasks.
What areas of people's personal finance would they address on this financial health day?
It can be anything from filing your taxes to writing an invoice to paying a large bill or even cutting some streaming services that have been hitting you with fees.
So we can trick our brain into not making mistakes or making impulse purchases like we talked about. But if we put up all these guardrails, could that take away some of the fun in life?
The hope is that with these guardrails in place, it makes it easier to actually enjoy some of your leftover income without that unnecessary guilt or stress that you feel. Behavioral scientists say that at the end of the day, restricting yourself from buying a sweet treat or a latte is not going to make you rich. In fact, there might actually be some benefit to a small impulse purchase every once in a while. Research shows that budgeting too far in advance can actually lead to overspending. And that's because the discomfort of limiting your spending with a budget fades over time.
So moderation is the key.
Moderation is always the key. And if you are making a budget, it's best to make it as close as possible to when you're going to spend that money.
That's WSJ reporter Oyin Adedoyin. And that's it for your Money Briefing. We'll be back on Sunday with WSJ's Julia Carpenter and Bere Lamb for the first episode in our series about their new personal finance book, The New Rules of Money. Up first, we're talking about the big step you can take to get your accounts in order, knowing your numbers. This episode was produced by Ariana Osperu. I'm your host, J.R. Whalen. Our supervising producer is Melanie Roy. Aisha Al-Muslim is our development producer. Scott Salloway and Chris Zinsley are our deputy editors. And Falana Patterson is the Wall Street Journal's head of news audio. Thanks for listening.
The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost-effective. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.